So on this postcard, if you hold the bat right side up, of course, all the text will be upside down because the bat is supposed to be held upside down, even though he's holding some champagne, a glass of champagne. I'm not sure how the gravity works for the whole thing, but welcome to the some of the cast of Deflatormaus, and welcome to the midday for a Monday. I'm Norman Gilliland. We have with us, among others, I'll get to some of the others in a minute, Adam Shelton, who's the stage director, and also with us is a pianist, Steve Radke, over there at the keyboard. And we also have the director, the conductor, Kyle Knox. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Thanks for having us, Norman. Good to see you.
So the first question, of course, has to be, regardless of which way we hold the bat in the postcard, Madison Savoyards, of course, means right away, Gilbert and Sullivan, and has for many years now. And is this the first time that you have ventured outside of Gilbert and Sullivan with the Savoyards?
This is, actually. We did Cox and Box, which is Sullivan and I forget off the top of my head, somebody else, right? But we've celebrated Gilbert and Sullivan for many centuries and years, right, as a collaborative force together. But we often forget that they worked completely separate of one another a lot. And so we're using a translation that Gilbert did of the original play that Deflatormaus is based on, right? If everybody
that
followed that, that sounds really awesome. And the translation that we have, the libretto has been punched up to be kind of in the style of Gilbert and Sullivan. And then we've also thrown in a lot of Madison localized humor.
In the tradition of Savoyards.
Exactly. And so we have worked really hard to kind of unearth and kind of spruce up this translation to make it something that's very special and intimate to us for our 55th annual production this summer.
Okay, and just quickly, let's see, holding the bat upside down. These performances take place at the UW Music Hall, UW-Madison, July 20th, 27th, and 28th, and 21st, 22nd, 29th, the latter three being 3 p.m. shows in the earlier 7:30 p.m., and before time gets away from us, there's a website.
There is. It's madisonsavoyards.org, where you can find all of our ticketing information, even board and donor information available there.
Cast bios and all of that?
Cast bios. You'll have to check out our Facebook page, actually, for those that they're going up every day, so you get to meet a new cast member, and we've written little love letters to our cast on them, so make sure you follow our page on Facebook.
How nice, how nice. And when you're performing this at Music Hall, of course, that is an institution, a structure which is contemporary with
it
Gilbert
is,
and Johann
Strauss.
It's
about
Strauss
the same size as the Savoy Theater was, and also many of the halls that Strauss wrote and performed in, that it's about the same size as a European opera house, which is great for us to have here in Madison.
Yes, so nice combination of intimate but pleasant formality, and then some immersion into the 19th century just by the look of the place. Well, so it's going to be in English?
It is sung in English. We are projecting English supertitles for the music this year, but there's a lot of foreign accents in our second act that is very multilingual cast, as Prince Orlovsky says. So we're going to have a lot of fun with a lot of different sounds that you'll be familiar with, and some you might not be familiar with, that if somebody'd like to phone in and tell us what a Hungarian accent sounds like, we'd love to know.
I'm sure somebody could do that. But first up, how about some music? From the introduction to Adele, this is Act One, and to do that will be soprano Michelle Bach. And what do you have to tell us? Welcome to the midday.
Hi, thank you. Yes, so I sing the character Adele. She is the chambermaid of the house that of the family that this whole story is based around, and so she is a chambermaid, but she believes that the only reason she is a chambermaid is that fate was cruel to her. She thinks she was destined to lead a life of luxury. So right before she sings this piece here, she receives a letter from her sister Sally, who is a dancer, inviting her to a fabulous party, and she thinks that this is her big chance to change her life and maybe meet a wonderful husband or make it somehow.
Okay, that certainly works for me. So here we go. This Michelle Bach with Adele.
Oh. This is from my sister Sally, who belongs to the ballet. We are going to a party, which I promise will be gay. Prince Orlovsky, the talk of the town, will be the host at this superb affair. If you're clever, you can borrow one of your lady's fancy dresses. She has so many, she won't miss one. And you can't miss a chance like this one. Get the night off, tell a story. Let your mom in all your glory. You will see there's nothing better, says my little sister's letter. Much as I would love to go, it's not as easy as it sounds. If my lady should say no, what would I do? I wish I knew, I wish I knew. Oh, could I be that turtle dove? I would say, to four of borders, not a soul to give me orders. While the wine in destiny make a chambermaid of me, make a chambermaid of me.
Well, I'd say that was a chambermaid with a future in opera. In our Buck studio, some live music today. That was Michelle Buck with a bit from the Fledermaus, or as I suppose everybody would translate it more prosaically, including Mr. Gilbert, the bat. Somehow it just doesn't work that well as the original German. I think I'd keep the title as it was. And we're hearing some excerpts from these upcoming performances by the Madison Savoyards in the last 2 weeks of July, half a dozen performances. And that brings us to Chacun à sa goût, which is certainly indisputable, each to his or her own taste. And that features a mezzo Kirsten Larson. Welcome to the Midday.
Hello, happy to be here.
And so what is the story behind this?
So, as Adele just sang about, she got invited to this grand party, and Prince Orlovsky is the host of the party. He is an eccentric Russian prince who is bored by everything, kind of humorless, and he is notorious for throwing these big parties. And he's talking to one of his party guests in this aria, kind of explaining the rules of the house, and included in that is his own personal motto, Chacun à son goût, which means everyone should be free to do whatever they want, and that's the rule.
All right, and so here we go.
From time to time I entertain, I am the perfect host. My guests drink vodka and champagne, and do what they like most. Each one is free to have his fun. My house is Freedom Hall. In other words, to coin a pun, it is a free-for-all. You're free to go and free to come. You're free to go.
There's not a sight I have
Fledermaus. If you don't like it either, you know what you can do. You know what you can do. Get up and leave the theater. Chopin a son goût. Get up and leave the theater. Chopin a son goût.
Okay, I see some things are starting to sound like Gilbert and Sullivan already in this Johann Strauss. And that was a pants roll, right? And is it usually sung that way, Kirsten?
Hi, yes, it is. Prince Arlovsky is a pants roll, which in opera is usually a mezzo-soprano, sometimes a soprano, singing a male role. And you'll see in our production that it is a male character with some unique qualities, some androgynous quirks as well.
Okay, that sounds very intriguing. So now we're going to bring back Michelle Bach and with Mein Herr Marquis, and what's going on there?
Right, so now we are at Prince Orlovsky's party, and Adele is there. She has stolen one of her mistress's dresses and is pretending to be an actress at the party, which all goes well until she runs into her boss, who is also pretending to be a member of French society. So he tells the whole party how much that Adele looks like his chambermaid, and she has to convince him and the rest of the party guests that there's absolutely no way she could be a chambermaid. She's way too elegant, way too sophisticated for that.
My dear Marquis, it seems to me you should respect when a lady goes, what a lady shows is all. Proves the fact. My taste is too fine and too chic. My waist has a line too unique. My talk is too dramatic. My walk aristocratic. What chambermaid you know could have so much to show? What chambermaid you know could have so much to show? Instead of putting on such airs, why don't you mind your own affairs? It's too funny, please excuse me, I can deal with no. Thank you.
So clearly this work, Fledermaus, has qualities of both opera and operetta. Definitely some roles, some arias, songs that kind of take the top off, but on the other hand, some that are almost conversational.
This was one of the differentiating... this is Kyle Knox. This is one of the differentiating features of this operetta, was really the departure from the kind of lighter, more musical theater element of the time into something that really transcended that medium and made much greater demands on the singers. Operatic, true opera... This is coloratura, demands great technique, et cetera. And the opera house that Strauss was working on increasingly employed people who could do these things, and so he put their wonderful voices to use.
That's the way to do it. Now, you mentioned earlier, either you, Kyle, or Adam, the Hungarian, and Csárdás is a Hungarian thing, and a very lively sort of thing. And so we bring to our stage here in our Buck Studio soprano Erin Bryan. And what's happening with this Csárdás that you're about to provide?
Yes, and the different form of the Csárdás, perhaps, than the ones that Franz Liszt set for piano. While at this ball at Prince Orlovsky's palace in the second act, this increasingly crowded ball, Rosalinda shows up and is dressed as a Hungarian countess, who is also in costume, as one does in opera. And a question arises as to the authenticity of her claims to be Hungarian. And so in order to prove how Hungarian she truly is, she sings a Csárdás, a traditional Hungarian dance form.
Evening skies. sing, spirits soaring high, friends all gather round, hear the Chartist sound. Come, the gypsy girl, Chartist merry well, Chartist of Romani, never to me, fiddles are ringing, while they sing,
with the Chardash from Fledermaus by Johann Strauss, and at times almost sounded like a cabaret song that you would be hearing maybe about 15 or 20 years later.
It does. There's a lot of pre-influence, I guess is what we could call it, right? That this is where the modern musical theater style comes from. But the work as a whole is fascinating because everything's built on movements of three, that there's a lot of trios, there's a lot of 3-4, 6-8, 3-2 that kind of balances the entire work. And if you want to think about something that's happening later this season in the Madison theater scene, is Sondheim's A Little Night Music, which is built in a very similar structure, that everything has a waltz feel or this kind of, I'm going to call it lopsided Chardash because I don't know any other way to put it, but that it has this kind of back and forth with this triangular symmetry to it.
Right, it's all dance music and like dance and festival and that atmosphere. I mean, it centers around Orlovsky's ball, of course, in the second act, but the whole thing is the preparation for the ball and the aftermath of the ball. And it's all very nostalgic and like reminding people of the time, like there were these wonderful times 10 years ago before the financial crash, all these things. These were all actually like, it's very resonant even to today's day. But in the 1870s, there was some economic collapse that happened. And this was very much meant to signal to these people, remember fondly when you went to masked balls and the most popular restaurant in Vienna would consume 40 bottles of champagne a night. And after they maybe got through one after the crash. So it was all, it's all meant to be very nostalgic and reminding them of happier times and festival and that kind of
stuff. After 40 bottles of champagne, it would be hard to remember the good times. So that's the drawback. Back there. And of course, Strauss being a waltz composer, the waltz king,
absolutely.
How far was he going to get from waltz and dance music, even in an opera or an operetta? The name of the piece is Die Fledermaus, translates prosaically as the bat, and this is William Schwenk Gilbert's translation, somewhat adapted for contemporary audiences in Wisconsin, and it's being put on by the Madison Savoyards July 20th through the 29th at Music Hall. And that website again is?
Is madisonsavoyards.org, where you can find ticketing, board, and donor information.
All of that. And my guest today, speaking there, was stage director Adam Shelton. We also had the director, Kyle Knox, our pianist, Steve Radke, and thank you. It's like doing a show. And we had soprano Michelle Buck, and we had mezzo Kirsten Larson, and also soprano Aaron Ryan. Brian, thanks for joining us, one and all, and break some legs.
Thank you very much for having us.
And be very careful hanging upside down, whatever you do.